On today's podcast, me and T-Brock discuss the breaking news overseas involving the Queen. Spoiler alert, she's dead. Along with giving a Monday Night Football preview against the Broncos and Seahawks. In segment two, we go over week one of the NFL season with what we like and didn't like between our favorite teams, along with an updated look at our fantasy season. Segment 3 finishes the episode strong with the random question of what's our favorite life hack. We give some recommendations, share some funny tweets, and are capped off with Tyler's quote of the week. Welcome back to episode number 19 of the Life After College podcast. I'm your host, Austin Zershmi, joined again with my co-host Tyler Brockman, and we have a very exciting episode for you guys today. We got some juicy gossip overseas. We got a crazy finish at Kansas. We're recording before the Monday Night Football game, so we got that preview going on, along with some NFL Week 1, maybe a little bit of fantasy update, maybe this game. Tonight is the thing that breaks the camel's back in some of your leagues, on some of your teams. Who knows? And then, segment 3 finishes up the same way every week. But let's go ahead and get started with segment 1. And Tyler, you want to break the news to everybody that doesn't already know?
I'll break the news. The Queen is dead.
Oh, man. And you said, you was talking earlier, Off the record, of course.
Off the record. Allegedly talking. I'll see if I can confirm or deny.
That you were the one that almost caused her to die because you broke the news before the news was even out. Did you put that bad juju in the air?
No, the bad juju was in the air. So Emily was going on a work trip, so I came home at lunch between my two clinic sessions, take care of the puppy, doing my job. And so I'm like, well, I'm home, might as well, throw on some TV, make some lunch, that sort of thing. So, just scrolling on my phone, seeing some stuff was trending. And then it was like, the memes started before the Queen was even dead, right? So I see those memes. I'm like, I wonder if I have the BBC channel on YouTube TV. And I got the BBC Worldwide. I go on there. They're all wearing black, just outside of whatever estate she was at in Scotland or whatever. And they were just, talking about it. And, oh, all the kids are showing up, that sort of stuff. So text my wife. I was like, "Yo, the Queen's dead."
Question mark.
Question mark. I wasn't breaking the news, but had to let her know.
But you're starting the rumors
that something might be going down, and she was still driving, so she didn't respond. Then I go to school, get ready for the afternoon session, and I guess it was officially broke that she passed. So then I just started breaking the news to everybody. Queen's dead. I had to let people know, it can be a tough going to the dentist. But we don't deal with life and death a lot. So some people didn't handle it well. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, myself included. I just, every person I saw, I was telling them, Queen's dead. And, just had to pump up that anxiety right before people's appointments.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like what you want to hear when you're laying back in that chair with your mouth open.
Well,
your idol, everyone that you look up to, the head of the monarchy.
I mean, maybe you're happy about it. I mean, there's some depending Irish on who, people.
I seen the memes.
Yeah.
Apparently she's not, up top with all the good people, allegedly.
Allegedly, allegedly she does some she did some things in the past. Mm-hmm. What she stands for, yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I was telling you, I I'm pretty sure one of these podcasts I had talked about how I was watching The Crown. Maybe I recommended it. You'd have to go check the archives to be sure. But, you know, I just started watching that about a year ago. So I binge watched it. You know, there's some stuff in there, you know.
Would you say that the Queen is a main character in The Crown?
I would say that she is the main character.
Oh.
For sure. But yeah, the whole family got some stuff going on.
Right, yeah. Well, that's kind of a spoiler.
Yeah, I mean...
So the queen dies at the end?
Well, they haven't gotten that far.
Well, it's going to come.
You know, it is. I saw that they quit filming for a little bit, pay respects. whatever that's supposed to mean.
I guess that's the spoiler to life. We all die one day. And, you know, she still had a full life ahead of her. She was only 96.
You know, she still had, you know, some years to go to reach that good old hundo. Mm-hmm. 70 years on the throne. That's quite a long time.
I heard she was a pro paparazzi. Is that true?
Well, you know, they started doing some stuff. I'm not sure exactly when. But they started, like, inviting more cameras into the, whatever they have, a castle. I don't mm-hmm. know. Buckingham Palace. And kind of giving the common folk a look at their, what it's like to be their family. So, you know, some may say it was just a PR stunt, but...
You think she was a pro paparazzi, maybe driving around in a high speed chase to catch some pics of the family from back in the day?
I mean, I'm not saying that she wouldn't put that on someone.
But, you know, I was wanting to, because I know Emily's big into The Crown too, and she's all about the monarchy, and I'm sure this news tore her up on her drive back.
No, it didn't.
Oh, so she's not pro girl boss then, huh?
No, I mean, I don't know.
All right, thanks for the input, Tyler. and with that,
man, we talked about the queen enough.
Oh, I'm not done.
Oh gosh.
And you know, because I had one of my coworkers took a couple of days off last week, and over the weekend was over in London actually when the news broke. He was like, I don't know, this guy that I work with is like wild because he plays like keys and like the piano for like Boys to Men and Dave Matthews Band. And will like travel, you know, all over the world to like play at shows and stuff to, you know, maybe play at a museum or something like that. So he was over in London doing something and, you know, everyone was just, you know, running around. It was chaos. And was kind of saying how the economy over there is going to collapse because everything's going to be shut down for like a month to mourn the queen. So, I mean, that kind of sucks for the people over there. And I saw, that the pound is now under what the US dollar is, you know, how it's usually over like £2 per one US dollar. Now it's like 75 cents British pound to one US dollar. So like their money is going down.
So are you saying that it's time to buy low?
It could be, you know, a couple years ago, 2020, there was a lot of people in Forex trading, foreign exchange. That's what that is. Just buying, you know, other currencies low, selling them high. So yeah, that might be a thing to do. You know, I'm sure you've seen the TikTokers of driving these Porsches and Lamborghinis, and they get asked what they do, and they say, "Oh, I'm a Forex trader." Now, if that's true or not, you know, who knows, but play your cards right. That could be you. And then also he told us that with the way the lineages and like how many boys are on the side of the throne, that we might not see a queen in our lifetime. So that might be it with all these, you know, boys that are next in line. So no more girl boss. I know she was probably an idol to some of the listeners, but it's the men's turn now. Y'all had enough. Y'all had enough time on the throne.
I don't know. Hot take. Is it time for our hot takes?
Ooh, you got one? Spill it.
I think that we might see the end of the monarchy in our lifetime.
Ooh. You know? I don't know. I think if that happens, then there could be a chance that the two-party system over here is gone, and I don't think either of them happens. Just too much money in one family, you know?
Mm. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We got about, 60 years left? Give or take a couple.
25? What's the life expectancy? Like 78?
Something like that. Give or take 10 years?
Give or take. I mean, it's lower in men. State of Kentucky is probably lower as far as the whole U.S. So, yeah, you know, I got a good 50 to 60 years left.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. And I saw the Carson Wentz lookalike. What's his name? Is that William or Harry?
Charles? I think that one's Harry.
Harry.
William went bald. Not by choice.
So Harry, his wife was the American, and is outed by the European family, correct?
I don't know. I think Adam Schefter reported it was a mutual split.
First on the scene.
You know how he does. No, I don't know who split from who, what all the internal pressures were, but they are.
But they don't like her because she's American or because.
And divorced and not white, but, you know.
She's not white? I thought her name was like Megan.
Yeah. she mixed.
Mixed with blood, another white person.
No, she's mixed, and there's rumors that maybe old Queenie didn't like her.
Well, I mean, the Queenies, she was probably still around when they were slaves. If you think about it. And then I heard that they also kept her husband. What was his name? The Prince? Really, I think so. The guy that looked really old.
Oh, Philip.
Like, yeah, didn't they like freeze him until the queen died, and now they're going to be buried together? That's the rumor.
I don't know.
They do some weird things over there.
Yeah,
like eating beans for breakfast.
Actually, I like beans, so I don't know if I'm gonna hate on that one.
But for breakfast, though,
I mean, I've never had them for breakfast. Actually, that's not true. I haven't had like baked beans for breakfast, but if you go to like a Mexican brunch spot, sometimes they'll have like the huevos rancheros. There'll be some like beans on that.
That's fair.
But I mean, I'm not having eggs, toast, and some baked beans.
And I know you're not starting a dentist, you know, place over in England either, because they don't go to the dentist.
You've seen
their mouth.
Yeah.
Some weird things going on over there. But we got some great news coming from over here. We got Bubba Wallace. Hell of a segue right here. Bubba Wallace wins at Kansas. His second career win. First win last year at Talladega. Rain shortened. Some people may say it was a Mickey Mouse win.
Not me. I wouldn't say that.
Not you. Some also people could say this one could be also halfway Mickey Mouse as well, because it wasn't in his 23 car. What do you have to say about that? He was in the 45.
Let me go ahead and speak to the haters directly right now. The only reason they switched the numbers is because of the owner's playoffs. So it's all just a money thing. Bubba's still... The Toyotas were strong in Kansas the first time they went there. They were strong again on Sunday. All of them were up there. You know, he beat Denny for the win. Christopher Bell, he was up there. So any kind of talk about that, I think that's just crazy.
I hear you. And did you end up watching the whole race? How excited were you? Did you cry? I know he was crying.
No, I didn't shed any tears over the victory. I was just embracing it all. No, I was flipping back and forth between the race and football. But I watched, you know, pretty much the whole stage three.
Because you got that Sunday ticket now, don't you?
Got that Sunday ticket now. Yeah, I forgot that you were using my info. So I was like, you know, I'm going to get Sunday ticket this year. I go to make my account, and it was like, oh, you've already got an account. And I was like, okay. I was like, cool. I guess I probably used a free trial or something. So I was like, okay, well, forget password. And it's like, well, what's your username? I tried a few things, and I was like, oh, well, forget username. So then it was like, okay, well, what's your email? So I typed in the email that I was trying to make the account with originally. And it was like, that's not the email we have on file. I was like, what am I doing here? So I went through that for like...
And nothing rang a bell.
Nothing, no bells were ringing. So then, you know, I tried the little online chat thing. They were like, oh, this isn't a DirecTV issue thing. This is a NFL Sunday ticket issue thing. So then they, you know, gave me another number. I called this guy. He was very helpful. In the end, I just had to change my name from Tyler to Tyler J. And they had me use my Gmail instead of my school email. But yeah, they, I'm using my info for Sunday ticket. You're using my info for Sunday ticket. Shout out to Sunday ticket. They're doing the thing. It's the last year of it, probably, right before Amazon buys everything. So, might as well get it while you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was funny when you said, so you're the reason I was on support yesterday for 4.5 hours. I was like, oh crap. I thought you would remember that since you basically started college or your second go around.
I know I should have remembered that, but that was so many years ago. I forgot.
I'm surprised I didn't say, well, we have,
I know,
this that was... email associated with this account.
I mean, are you using my school email?
Yeah, it's, I use your school email and then link it to my Gmail. So everything goes to my Gmail. So it's like, you wouldn't even know.
Well, they wouldn't even know either. But
like, I get an email to my Gmail saying, thanks, Tyler, for renewing. I was like, hell yeah. Identity theft.
It's not a joke.
Shit's too easy.
Well, yeah. You know, they're still getting their money, though. I don't feel bad for them.
Cheap, though. $130, I think, or something. Yeah, like that.
With taxes, it's like $130. I think normally it's like $400 or something.
Definitely a steal.
I mean, we're still eligible to get it based on our condo building since it doesn't have DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
So technically we could get it, but we can't get the student price. And I was like, I want the student price. I'm a student.
Of course. And, you know, with this Sunday ticket, Sunday full slate of games, we still got one more tonight. We're recording right before the start. Monday Night Football, we got Seattle versus Denver. Russell Wilson coming home, even though he hasn't really left yet because this is his first game as a Bronco in Seattle. But coming, do they just throw roses at him?
I don't know. Right before we started recording, I heard he went out and they booed him. So I don't know what the situation is.
He came out of the tunnel with the Broncos leading the charge, and I think fans like threw rose petals on him.
I don't know, man. He's a cornball. That's what he is. He's a cornball. I kind of hope they tie.
And that would be pretty nice. That would be helpful for the Chargers for sure. Mm. And so you're rooting for the tie. I'm hoping Seattle pulls it out. I think that'll be a better storyline. I'm not too high on Denver. I don't think Russell Wilson is all that good, to be honest. And I don't really like their whole team, really. That might be biased to me because I'm a big Chargers fan, but whatever. I'll be rooting for Seattle. I hope they win a real barn burner, like 17-13. And
that'll put me to sleep.
Well, it's going to be probably as equal to the Sunday night game last night, if I had to guess. And this is the part where you say your prediction. Tyler, go.
14-14 tie. Neither team has the guts to go for the win, and they keep punting on fourth and short at midfield.
It's going to take guts to win a game.
And these teams don't have it.
And then I got one more slight little plug before we switch off. This Thursday, me, old buddy Steven Jeffries, you know Steve, shout out to Steve. Shut up. We're going to the Comedy Club here in Louisville. Going to see Sam Morrell, funny guy, New York comic. Close with Mark Norman, who I recommended a while back. They have a podcast together. We might be drunk. He's been on Joe Rogan tons of times. He has a brand new special on Netflix. Go watch it. Go to the Comedy Club with me Thursday at 7:30. If you ain't doing nothing, it'll be a hell of a time. I'm sure of it. All right, T-Brock, jumping into segment number two, we will recap NFL Week 1. And Tyler, I want you to explain what happened with the Jets.
Well, let me take you back to that day, September 11th. Some would say 9/11.
2022. Never forget what happened.
Never forget. It was a little bit of sprinkles in the air. But no, they just are without it there, which I'm not sold on him as the long-term guy anyway. They're pretty banged up on the offensive line already. They're on their third left tackle. So that wasn't great. I thought they did some good things, though. Mm-hmm. Held the Ravens to 24 points, which is to be determined how much of a juggernaut the Ravens are going to be this year. Shout out my guy Lamar. He did his thing. He needs to get paid. Guaranteed money on the table. Offense is where it was really struggling, but you know that Baltimore defense is known to be pretty good. So we'll I think it's too early to say after one game, but I think the Jets can still find themselves in the hunt, you know, 15.
They got some names on that team. You know, Elijah Moore, Garrett Wilson now, Michael Carter, Breece Hall.
you know, going through all the fantasy drafts or whatever, everyone's always like, Breece Hall, Breece Hall, Breece Hall. If they would have listened to me, a Jets fan, I could have told you that Michael Carter was going to be the move. And he was. He's their running back one. I mean, they split mm-hmm. carries, sure. They split some stuff like that. But, I mean,
PPR, Michael Carter.
PPR, he's the guy. And so, you know, I've got him in one of my leagues or something like that. But I was telling people, like, you're going after Breece Hall and you're drafting him rounds before Michael Carter. He's not going to be their go-to guy. I think Michael Carter could be, you know, I don't know. Maybe like the running backs from 10, 15 years ago who are almost like, you know, your team kind of rides that hand the whole game.
Yeah, I got Michael Carter on one of my teams, and I liked him over Breece Hall, honestly, even before the draft, because I thought Michael Carter was pretty good last year. I think I ended up picking him up off the waiver wire, and you know, he would score double digits here and there. So I was pro Michael Carter before Breece Hall was even in consideration of being on the Jets.
Yeah.
And I know you were in quite the dilemma. So you were a Jets fan, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Put that on the record.
It is on the record.
Tyler Brockman, Jets fan. And the Jets were playing the Ravens, the opposing team.
Correct.
Okay. What were you wearing when you were watching this game?
I mean, I had to you know, bust out my Lamar jersey. I think, you know, coming from Louisville, I mean, there is no NFL team. So unless if, you know, your family comes from, you know, some diehard NFL team, what, you end up kind of rooting for the Bengals or Colts, or maybe you just find a player that you like and end up with the Jets or something like that. But if you're talking about like a guy you know, we were in college with Lamar, you know, he's a classmate of ours. So
never seen him in class though.
Well,
neither here nor there.
Put that on the record though.
We were neither here nor there.
That doesn't matter. You know, I think my fandom of Lamar would be greater than that of the Jets. You know, if the Ravens kind of mess around and, you know, end up not being able to get some new contract done, always worried about being the best, you know, front office, and oh my gosh, they always make such smart moves. And then they end up not paying Lamar and he ends up going somewhere else. I mean, I'm going to be rooting for the Jets over the Ravens, you know? That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. Any chance that Lamar goes to the Jets?
No.
No chance?
No chance. I mean, I think a deal is going to get done with the Ravens eventually. So, it's all smoke, no fire.
I hear that. So, yeah, that's a nice little breakdown of the game, of you rooting for the enemy, even though you're hoping to be in the hunt.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. One game wasn't going to make or break either team. You don't want to see Joe Flacco throwing the ball 59 times, though. That's kind of how you know the game was a little out of control.
He throws a veteran ball, though. That's what the players were saying.
I don't know what that means.
They say Zach Wilson has like a rookie ball, but when Flacco's throwing it, it's, you know, he's thrown a ball before.
Sure. Good.
Yeah. And, you know, so tough week for the Jets. Maybe they'll bounce back, but probably not, because it is the Jets. But for a team that started off pretty solid, almost lost it, my Chargers kind of went down to the wire a little bit. We were really in control the whole game over the Raiders. Forced Carr to throw 3 interceptions. Khalil Mack had 3 sacks. I think we had like 5 sacks total on them. Defense played pretty good. Offense played, I would say, pretty good too for probably 3 quarters. And then they just, if this was the Chargers last year, they lose that game. Or, you know, 2 years ago, they lose that game just because they get a lead. This is the one thing that the Chiefs do that I need the Chargers to do is to not let up. There's no, you know, scoring limit on the game. There's no game that's ever, no lead is too safe, you know. And you got here, you see the Chiefs, they put up and win by almost 40 against the Cardinals. And they just, you know, keep pounding it on them. And I think the Chargers have that capability, but they get a 14-point lead, a 17-point lead, and then it's 3 and out, 3 and out, punt, whatever. And then now it's a 4-point game, and you got to get a first down. You got to go down, kick a field goal, miss it, and then you got to get a defensive stop to win. So, I mean, that's kind of something that they need to work on. Play calling needs to stay aggressive. Herbert is a really good quarterback. He is not going to make a whole lot of bad decisions. They need to, like, trust him more to go out there and cook, you know? And I think that's what's going to separate them from being good to being great, is if they keep the foot on the gas. But they went out, got a win. It was a lot closer than what it should have been. We probably should have won by almost 20, I would think. We stayed aggressive, but came out won by 5 or so. But we got the Chiefs short week on Thursday. I'm hoping that the comedy show doesn't go too long so I can get home, watch the fireworks that'll be on TV with the Chiefs versus the Chargers. Should be a good game. And who knows, maybe that could be like an AFC championship preview. 2 solid teams. We'll see what goes on. We'll see what we're made of if we play a team that's maybe a little bit more capable on offense than the Raiders. Maybe we'll stay aggressive the whole game and see what kind of numbers that Justin Herbert can put up for sure. And then as I say that, we have Geno Smith throw a touchdown to the tight end to go up 38 yards on a flick pass. Mm-mm. Am I describing it well? I'm not an announcer.
I'd say so.
So, yeah, so we'll go up 7-0. Do you have Geno Smith or the tight end Disley on your fantasy team?
No, so I'll go ahead and jump into the fantasy a little bit. I am rooting, in general, against the Broncos offense. All of my players have played in both my leagues. So in one league, I need the Denver kicker to get less than 10.2 points, which I think is reasonable. That's doable. I mean, I think there were only like 4 kickers or so who had more than that so far this week. And then in the other league, I have like a 25-point league or lead. So I am rooting against the Denver running back, Javonte Williams, and their tight end, Albert Okwungbunam.
What did you say?
I think I was breaking up a little bit. I said Albert, the tight end. Anyway, number 85. So, you know, that one, you're like, oh, feels pretty safe. But this league does have an extra 0.5 PPR for tight ends. Little tight end. So, you know, if he gets a bunch of little short passes, I could be in trouble.
That's interesting. So it's like 1.5 points per catch?
Yep. For tight ends. It's tight end premium. Helps them be more valuable.
Yeah. Who created this league?
It's just a group of friends from dental school.
Interesting. Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's I guess somewhat common. Another thing, we don't use this, but there's something called, it's like a different type of PPR, where the tight ends get 1.5 PPR, wide receivers get the 1 PPR, and running backs get like 0.5 or 0.75 PPR.
Oh, that's horseshit.
No, I kind of like that.
I like the running backs PPR. You get Austin Eckler back there. 8 catches, so 80 yards, touchdown.
Yeah, whatever. You don't see the true value.
Whatever. But I'll tell you who didn't have really a whole lot of true value, Joe Burrow.
It's a lot of turnovers. That is that was very a lot of sloppy. Turnovers.
In front of the home crowd. Lost to a division rival. Has the magic from last season ran out?
Did he play in the preseason?
No, he had to get his appendix removed.
Okay, so I wonder if, maybe he's knocking off the rust.
Or all that, I mean, magic horseshoe was in that appendix.
I mean, Lamar didn't play in the preseason and didn't look like there was a whole lot of rust there, but, you know, some people are worth a fully guaranteed contract and some aren't.
Mm-hmm. Same with Herbert. He didn't play and came out and looks like he's in the running for MVP, like a lot of people are picking him to be. So we'll see what goes on there. Are you just in one league or
two?
You
got
a couple of them?
Two leagues, yeah.
Pretty standard 10, 12 men leagues. One two quarterbacks, one quarterback.
You're pretty standard, full PPR, 12-man league. Redraft league. The other one, we started a 8-man dynasty league with a super flex, large roster and bench. So that one will be interesting. I've never done a dynasty before. So
part better of hope it, you like these people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we can still trade around and that sort of thing, but it was different checking the players' ages, you know, before you're drafting them, that sort of thing.
You're a big time degenerate now.
Becoming that way, aren't I?
Mm-hmm. Get a little bit older. Making no money, though.
I make no money. Sad as it is.
Get that credit card from Emily's purse.
No, I got one of her credit cards in my wallet. Authorized user.
I'd like to see that OnlyFans charges on her credit card.
I don't put anything on there.
Yeah.
My food.
You got it encrypted.
No. All right, so how many leagues you playing in?
Switching gears.
Switching back to the fantasy. What's your situation looking like?
So I got 4 teams, probably the most I've probably ever done. One 10-person family league, just kind of like all family members. Got a 12-man league, pretty standard. Got another, I think, 10 or 12-man 2-quarterback league, which is first time ever doing something that's not standard. And then I'm the commissioner for 10-man standard work league. So after this game tonight, tomorrow I'll be typing up a email to send out to the company, let them know standings week 1. I actually ended up playing the owner of the company week 1, and I was all gas, no brakes. I don't care. if he's the owner, if he's writing the signing off on the paychecks. I still gave it to him. In the four leagues, I was 2-2. So perfectly average. Ain't nothing wrong with being perfectly average. But it's a long season. We'll see what happens the rest of the way. All right, T-Brock jumping into segment number 3. We got our random question. We got our recommendations. We got our new segment of our tweet of the week. And we finish each episode strong with your quote. But first things first, let's get through our random question. And what is your favorite life hack, T-Brock? Spit it out. Let them know.
Go ahead and just cut that. I got distracted. You know, we got a football game going on in the background. So my life hack would be putting like a cleaning like scrub brush in the shower. And then sometimes when you're just taking a shower, you can like clean the walls of the tub and all that. And I've seen that. You know, it can be kind of messy to clean a shower, you know, if you're just doing it outside of the normal times. But yeah, if you just do it like while you're in the shower, doesn't matter. The water's spraying everywhere, rinsing off, you know. I don't get in there with like
you don't got any bleach in there?
Yeah, I'm not doing it with like the chemicals and stuff like that, but just, you know, your more regular routine maintenance cleaning, you know, and then you can just fit it in nice and easy. So I'm sure that there's some other examples of that, of just kind of cleaning as you use sorts of life hacks, but
like some dishes. One
that came to mind. Dishes, I mean, I don't know how that one would work.
No, you kind of clean as you go. Yeah. Or how about this? Take the dishes into the shower, clean the shower, clean the dishes, clean yourself all in one. 3-in-1.
That is why I use that like 18-in-1 soap, you know.
Get the toothpaste? Everything. Get your toothbrush in there?
You know, I used to floss in the shower.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Now you got your water pick. You're high duty now, so that probably.
Well, I don't really use that.
You don't use that anymore.
Just the old fashioned thread. That's.
They say something in dental school, because before you went, you were all about it.
No, it's just about how much counter space you have in the bathroom sink. You know, takes up space, but yeah, you know, I think it's just about finding purposeful multitasking, and that can be a nice life hack.
I hear you.
What life hacks you got for me?
So this one, it wasn't common when I started doing it, but I've been doing it for years now, probably since back in high school. But using the fork to dip your Oreos in the milk, I mean, I jumped on that train early. I was on there before TikTok was even a thing, so I didn't see no TikTok of it. It just made the most sense. And I remember posting it on Snap like one day in high school when people were swiping up left and right. I never even thought of this. This is actually smart. What the heck? So, I mean, I put a lot of people on that early. I remember seeing, you know, a couple of weeks or months go by, people posting on their story, Oreos and milk with the fork. I like to think I left a, you know, an image of what to do for the people, and they took it and ran with it. So that's one of the things I got. That's my life hack for this random question of the week. Let us know in the comments which one is your favorite one, cleaning as you go in the shower or keeping your hands clean with a fork when you're eating Oreos and milk. Jumping into the next topic of discussion. We got our recommendations. I'm going to go ahead and go first, since I let you go first last time. We got The Patient, show on Hulu, FX. On Hulu, it has Steve Carell. Some of you may know him as Michael from The Office. He plays a therapist that gets abducted, and his patient is someone that has an urge to kill people. So it's just, it's kind of neat because it's really just two characters of dialogue going back and forth. Show does go by pretty quick. It's only 22 minutes an episode. They're releasing it one episode a week. I think there's three episodes in right now. They'll probably get a couple more left before the end of the season. But so far, so good. Three episodes in. I just wish the episodes were twice as long. I feel like they got a good story going. But with those 20, 22-minute episodes, you feel like you just start it, and then it's over with, and now you got to wait another week. So I think that's the only downside to it, with it being so short, but the potential is there for sure. T-Brock, what you got?
Watching a couple movies lately. So I got one of those as my recommendation. It's only on Netflix, I think, until the end of the month, but the movie is Seven. Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, sort of a crime thriller type of movie, suspense. So due to the nature of it, don't want to spoil anything, but it's a good movie if you haven't seen it and you like those sorts of things.
Can you say anything about the movie?
Yeah, no. I'll get into it a little bit. Brad Pitt's kind of the, you know, newer detectives starting out, you know, they work homicide. Morgan Freeman is, you know, gonna retire in a week, and so he's kind of training him or whatever, and then they kind of got this serial killer type situation, and the crimes are kind of following a pattern, as they always do. But about, you know, the seven deadly sins. So I think there's a lot of good themes in there.
Serial killers always make good documentaries, good movies, good TV shows. I mean, you can't go wrong with a good serial killer plot.
There's just always something kind of fascinating about it, you know? Really grabs your attention. So I'd recommend it, though, if you haven't seen it. I've seen it a couple times now, so I think it's something that you can, you know, get something out of the second time around watching it. You know, you see things differently, especially in those sorts of like suspense thriller type of movies, things that you missed the first time that really shine second time through.
Right. I might have to give it a watch before it leaves. Not to be confused with 7 Pounds, the Will Smith movie where he dies in a bathtub by jellyfish. Spoiler.
Very different movies.
And with that, we got our recommendations. We got The Patient. We got Seven. One on Hulu, one on Netflix. We'll jump into our new segment of each episode. We got our favorite thing we've seen on Twitter in the past week. T-Brock, take it away.
All right. So, you know, as we had mentioned, Queen dead. Her body, casket, whatever, going through the country, making a tour of it, I guess they are.
Open casket?
No idea. We don't fact check on this pod, so I'm going to say no, but to be determined, I suppose. Anyway, so the casket's going through or whatever. someone posted a just short little video clip of kind of the scenes around it. And it showed that there were like snipers setting up on the roofs around the path Edinburgh. And, you know, that tweet as it is, fine. Not worthy of tweet of the week. Then you've got at Limitless, who quote tweets it and makes a tweet. This is sick. She's already dead.
I knew where you were going with that because I saw that tweet too. Good quality, high quality tweet. Very worthy of a tweet of the week recommendation for sure. My tweet is kind of like a callback from last week. My recommendation, I recommended The Rehearsal on Hulu. You know, Nathan Fielder from Nathan For You got his show. Yada, yada, yada. Went through it last week. There was a meme that I saw on Twitter where it's, you know, that domino guy where you got the small one at the bottom and there's the, you know, the big one at the top. And the small domino at the bottom is a quote saying, "Door City over here," which is what Nathan Fielder says in episode one about a rehearsal situation. And then the very big one is traumatizing a 6-year-old boy by convincing him you're actually his father, which is the last episode. So that is quite the domino effect, because that is the story arc for that season. And if you think, well, how do you get from this point to that point? Well, you just got to watch it. Nothing else to say, really. High quality show, very funny. Again, still don't know if it's acting or if it's real because of how these social interactions go. But either way, it's high quality television. Definitely worth a recommendation from last week. Definitely worth going back to check on if you haven't seen it yet.
It's still on the list for me. I hope it's on the list for other people as well.
All right. And with that being said, T-Rock, why don't you take us away with your quote of the week?
Well, you know, I had to have the quote from Queen Elizabeth. But
R.P.
I gotta keep it, you know, what it is. It's the first week of football. So surely she had a quote on football, and she did. Football means something different across the pond, but we'll take the quote at face value no matter what. She said, "Football is a difficult business, and aren't they prima donnas? But it's a wonderful game."
Hell yeah.
So, you know, I think...
wise words from the queen.
You know, it's what we got.